in South Korea. There's still no word on the fate of about 270 people missing after a long-distance ferry sank on Wednesday. 28 are confirmed dead, while many of the others are believed to have been trapped inside the ship, capsized. Alistair Wanklin reports.
Another body is brought ashore. Families of the missing high school students gathered in a gymnasium where one man grappled with police, saying, "Save our children." One schoolteacher who survived the sinking has been found dead, apparently committing suicide. Many of the more than 300 teenagers aboard were from the same school. Offshore, large cranes are preparing to raise the ship, but reports say officials are worried that doing so might harm anyone still alive inside. Engineers are reportedly trying to pump air in, and the Coast Guard said divers have found a way into the hull. But one engineer involved said the ocean current remains strong, and that makes it hard for divers to reach the ship. There is still no word why the ferry sank. The captain survived, and investigators are reportedly examining whether vehicles and crates of cargo aboard might have shifted and caused the ship to list and then take on water. South Korea's president has said there will be an investigation. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin reporting.